Good morning. I'm Nicole Bear.
I'm Mallory Schultz.
And I'm Aisha Miller. Thanks for tuning into the Bear Facts, where this week we're celebrating Catholic Schools Week here at Bishop Yerrigan High School.
Catholic Schools Week is a time when all across America we celebrate the difference that Catholic education makes. This year's theme is Catholic Schools Raising the Standards. The festivities start this weekend when Yerrigan students will be serving as readers, cantors, and ushers at masses in all the area parishes. Yerrigan started as a cooperative venture between five parishes: St. Cecilia's, St. Joseph Bode, St. Benedict, St. Michael's in Whittemore, and St. Joseph Wesley. Today we also have students from Bancroft, Livermore, West Bend, Humboldt, and Emmitsburg, and all those parishes will be celebrating Catholic Schools Week with us.
We'll begin this week at school on Monday with the Algona Mayor issuing a special proclamation. Right after that, we'll have a special all-school mass. Longtime Superintendent Father Cecil Friedman will officiate, and we'll have a collection for the care team at Mass. Tuesday will be Student Appreciation Day, and then on Wednesday, the festivities continue with the annual speech spectacular.
Seton will have trivia questions all through Catholic Schools Week, and 5th and 6th grade students will lead their morning prayer. All the teachers at Yerrigan and Seton will be treated to a staff breakfast on Tuesday morning. Friday will be Black and Gold Day, and also that day, Seton will celebrate its birthday party with inflatable toys for all the kids. It should be a fun Catholic Schools Week for everyone at both Yerrigan and Seton.
Last Saturday, Bishop Yerrigan competed in the District Large Group Speech Contest over in Spencer. The Bears had an excellent day, with two-thirds of their entries earning Division I ratings. Among those advancing to state was the Reader's Theater, A Mad Breakfast, with Erica Carlson, Alyssa Kirsch, Taylor Frieders, Janet Kenyon, Betty Straub, Morgan Frieders, Emily Riesenberg, Taylor Illig, Amanda Altman, and Nick Bronk.
Two acting ensembles are going on to state. Deliver Us Not with Morgan Frieders, Betty Straub, Mark Fockler, and Floral Fantasy, starring Sean Vasky and Melanie Morgan. The Mime Kung Fu Princess, featuring Hannah Boisley, Michaela Furch, and Logan Coombe, got a 1. And so did the musical theater production Les Mis with Sean Vasky, Matthew Fockler, Christian Matthews, Mark Fockler, Alex Matthews, and Jake Hamilton. The final group going on to state are freshmen Carolyn Baxter, Joseph Espinoza, and Kylie Fox, with their radio broadcasting selection. Congratulations to the coaches, Mary McCall and David Burrow, and the speech team.
The big event today is Quiz Bowl. 11 BGHS students left very early this morning for a tournament over in Sioux City, Helen. The Bears varsity team includes Jacob Hamilton, Levi Bernhard, Zach Kolash, Hannah Bernhard, and Tony Kolash. JV players are Mark Fockler, Taylor Illig, Kylie Fox, Carolyn Baxter, Joseph Espinoza, and Devin Deegan. The Bears did very well at this tournament last year, and they're hoping to repeat their success in 2013. Good luck, Quiz Bowl.
This past week, Yerrigan and Seton got back data from the state on student achievement for the past year. While we'd always like to increase our scores, we're pleased that our scores in reading, math, and science are well above national levels. Teachers looked at this data at their recent in-service, and they'll be using it to help students achieve even more in the coming year.
This week's Senior Spotlight shines on Erica Carlson and Kelly Rowley. Here to tell you about it is Connor Langerman.
Erica Carlson is unique among our seniors because she has been part of the Algona swim team all through school. Erica also enjoys speech and track. She has been a part of the Christian leadership group and has been in cross country. Away from school, she works as a lifeguard at the YMCA. Erica plans to go on to Simpson next year, and we wish her good luck. Kelly Rowley is a four-year member of the Golden Bear cross country team, where she's been both a runner and helped out manage the team. Kelly also keeps busy with many service projects for Bishop Yerrigan Christian Leadership and Action Group. Kelly hopes to continue her education after high school, and we wish her the best of luck.
Thanks, Connor. Our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's Quiz Bowl today at Sioux City Helen. Tonight, the varsity basketball teams play at Garner.
All weekend, students will be participating in mass rolls in their local parish liturgies. Tomorrow, intramural basketball continues. Then Monday, we'll begin Catholic Schools Week with an all-school mass.
Monday night, the freshman basketball team play Algona High. Tuesday, there's basketball at Clear Lake. The freshmen and JV boys play at Clear Creek School. with the JV girls and the varsity team at the high school.
Catholic Schools Week continues on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. That night, we will have the Speech Spectacular, which showcases all the events that competed at large group contest. Thursday, there's a staff breakfast in the morning. The freshmen host Mason City Newman Thursday night. Friday, Seton will be hosting the Chamber Coffee. It will be a black and gold day that day.
Friday night, the Bears take on Algona High. The JV games will be at Garrigan that night while the varsity plays across town. Then, next Saturday, there's state speech at Lamar's.
That's the Bear Facts for Catholic Schools Week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from the Bishop Garrigan High School.